Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Tuesday morning. Start off this morning with news out of college basketball yesterday with the Louisville women's basketball team. It was announced that the Cardinals opener tomorrow, which was slated to take place against Middle Tennessee State, will not happen after all. Middle Tennessee State said in a statement that its women's basketball team had two positive COVID-19 tests on Friday. Those tests initiated contact tracing protocols that ruled out additional people. Fifth-ranked Cardinals are the highest-ranked team to lose their scheduled season opener so far. Louisville scrambled to find a replacement and instead will play Southeast Missouri State on Wednesday, replacing that canceled Middle Tennessee State game. Moving on now to the NFL news yesterday, we have additional information about Joe Burrow and the extent of his injury, and it's worse than just an ACL. Burrow has a torn ACL and MCL, as well as additional knee damage. Head coach Zach Taylor wouldn't confirm the extent of the knee damage, but did say that Burrow will be out for the remainder of the season. Taylor did not have a timetable for Burrow's expected surgery or a rough estimate for his return, aside from saying it'll be some point during the 2021 season. Backup quarterbacks Brandon Allen and Ryan Finley are expected to be the replacements for Burrow going forward for the team this season. And finally this morning, last night on Monday Night Football, what a way to end the game. The Rams defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-24. The Rams kicker and former kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Matt Gay, kicked the game-winning field goal with 2 minutes and 36 seconds remaining, put the Rams ahead by the final score 27-24. And that does it for your sports update here on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.